Okay, hello and a wonderful day to this very professional recording of unboxing the Heatron Q6 Max with the fellow Minion Slayer. Hello.
Hello, hello. Good day, everyone.
So, I don't even know where I'm going to post this. Maybe on AudioPub, I don't know. This is the wonderful box. 2 kilogram. And we're gonna just put this, I don't know, it's like wrapped around with some weird paper thing. Bruh.
Oh yeah, there's like this cardboard sleeve that it comes in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. This can go there. Okay. And now we can put up like the cover if I get it, because it's like kind of hard to pull up. Oh, or maybe I've have it the wrong way. Oh yeah, it's upside down.
Oh okay. That explains.
Yeah okay, the logo is now at the top. Wow, I failed. Okay. So let's do this again, and I put it, up. And we are being greeted by some interesting material, polster-ish.
Ooh, wait, did you open the box already? Oh yeah, if you, then there's some, then there's some foam.
Yeah. Oops, that was my water bottle.
Nice.
Yeah, very professional. I definitely.
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay, there is a small thing where I don't I have no idea what this is. There's some like some small metal.
So on one side of the box, you'll have a lot of baggies, plastic baggies containing some accessories and stuff.
Yeah, that is that cool then? Yes.
On the top, you should find the instruction booklet and
intro card. We have some keycaps.
Oh yeah, those are the Windows keycaps.
Huh.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say, but by I think by default the macOS keycaps come pre-installed, but it doesn't obviously make a real difference.
Okay, here's the cable, which is
braided.
USB-C, but has an adapter in the front, which is than USB-A, which is
yeah,
nice.
But it's normal, it's just a C2C cable.
Yeah. And well, here's the keyboard wrapped in another plastic thing. This is indeed, it's really, like, you can feel the 2 kilograms, definitely.
Yeah, the thing's built like a beast.
I do wonder why it has a quite light color, or maybe that's just a, no, I think it's just a, I don't know, I should probably just put it out of this weird plastic thing, because I'm not sure how it actually looks.
Yeah.
And I need the scissors once again, because there is
no you can just open the flap.
No, there's.
I think.
None, I feel like. Oh, there's.
So yeah, just a couple of stats about the keyboard while he's opening, getting it out. So this is the Keychron Q6 Max. It's basically consists of completely like a CNC machined aluminium single piece body. You got the brown switch version, right?
Yes.
So yeah, this is Gateron Jupiter Brown.
Okay, so this has an interesting color mix, because there are dark, like black keys, and there are white keys.
Actually, that's surprising, because I thought that the, I don't know what color the caps are, but I think the only color available for the body at the very least is carbon black, so.
So the, yeah, the body is carbon black. I actually checked that on Amazon. And the keys, it's like, the modifier keys like control and escape and enter and shit, they are black, and then the arrows, the numpad, some F keys like F 1 to 4, F 8 to 12, and F 13 to 16, then it is.
Yeah.
They are white. And of course, all your normal, like, WSD, blah, blah, blah. They are white as well. So, yeah, that's quite interesting. And obviously, I'm already out there, and now we're just going to type a little bit. This is... Like, listen to this.
So this is your previous keyboard.
Yeah,
obviously.
And this is
like, oh, I love that sound personally.
This is just wonderful. Wow. This space bar. I mean, listen to this space bar. Listen to this space bar. What?
Like, that's clocky, that's stacky. Oh,
I love it.
Clocky.
It's great. Okay. Yeah. Nice. And on the upper side, okay, there's the plug thingy for the cable.
Yeah, so there's USB-C port.
And then there's the...
To the left of that, there's your modes. There's your layout switch, so Windows and Mac.
Which is which? Because I feel like you can...
Windows is on the left, I think.
Okay, and then there's, what is the other one on?
That is your connectivity. So center is off / wired, left is Bluetooth, and the right is wireless adapter.
Oh yeah, and above the, like in the between the, print screen pause blah 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 button and the F12.
And to the And the F12 is the volume knob.
Then the volume. Oh, you can actually.
Which you
press
can twist
down.
And also press in, of course. Yep.
It's nice.
Yeah, like Jonathan already sort of briefly mentioned, there are effectively four other macro keys that are placed above the number pad, which are by default bound to F13 through 16.
Yep.
But yeah, the one of the great things with these keyboards is that you can customize the bindings and basically everything about them in QMK with QMK. Obviously that requires sort of programming knowledge, and you need to install quite a few utilities and prerequisites. So you can use Keychron's own Keychron Launcher, which is a web interface, which works all right. You can also use QMK Configurator, which is a web interface, or yeah, there's a couple of other options.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to
lots
try
of customizability
the
options.
It's interesting. I'm still kind of impressed about like the body and all that, and then it's, as I said, it's like you can definitely feel that it's heavy. It's the 2 kilogram, but I like it. I mean, it's definitely an upgrade. And
yeah, for sure. Well, let's get it connected to something then.
Yeah. Funny enough. Yeah, it's quite. It has quite the same. Funny enough, it has quite the same size. Yeah, this is the Logitech. I've lost the name, but my old one, and it's, yeah, I don't know, it's like the same size, but it's way more meh and old.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'm going to pause this, and then I'm going to get it connected, and then see you then.
That would
okay.
kind of suck.
Okay, so we're back, and I just already mentioned it outside of the recording. It's kind of interesting because my old keycaps broke. My old control keycaps broke, left and right, in fact. And since the Logitech keycaps aren't, or like even switches aren't really hot swappable, you can, because like they broke, they didn't just like fall off or something. They literally broke, and it's not hot swappable. So you couldn't really do anything. So yeah, finally I have control keys again, and you have to get used to it. It's interesting, but yeah, I already played a short round of CM. It's quite interesting. It's, you have to get used to it, but yeah, I mean,
I'm just going to type something in here. This is a test for the recording. I might or might not post on AudioPub because I can offer more XD. Like, it's...
LOL.
LOL. Off, come, we do some eloquent spam. No, but seriously, like, it feels so much nicer, like, you actually flow, like, over the keys, and it's not like this, where it's, like, it just had, that there's none, no really, it's not a red switch, nor a brown switch anymore. It's just like some weird in-between state, and it's just old, and this is cool because it, man, like the sound,
like the key treble is just, I love,
yeah, what should I say, I just hope there will no issues be coming up, and then I will try to configure a few macros sooner or later, but yeah, that's basically what it is. Oops, that is called hi, what is it, bro? But yeah. Thank you for listening to this high quality recording, and
absolutely.
Yeah.
Very professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to my great German English accent, which... Ooh.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, so... no. We don't want to save this. And... yeah. This control key is... I really have to get used to it. And, okay, this is actually the same with my other... I don't know why... I recognize it on the Keychron way more than on the Logitech. Like, the key... of obviously, the upper rows, like Q, W, E, R, they are like a little bit higher than like A, S, D, E, F, whatever.
Yeah,
Or like even the up arrow is a bit higher than the down arrow and stuff. And I don't know. Yeah. It's just a getting used to thing because I got used to it with the other keyboard as well. It's just like, yeah.
Like flat.
It's not, nah, I think it's not. It's a little bit more flat, but it's not that flat either. Like, it's still that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be, unless obviously.
I might replace the keycaps though, at some point, because while they are not bad, I'm not sure if I like the feeling is, it's not completely like. It's not completely, how do you say, it's like the material is not like very, how should I say it?
Did you get the ABS or PBT caps?
I think I got the, as far as I know, I got the PBT caps, but they feel a little bit, not low quality, but I just... I think I might like the feeling of others more, like metal or something. Like, this is...
Oh, but yeah, but metal caps are pretty expensive.
Yeah, I guess, but...
A full set of them.
Or at least some different feeling plastic. I need to see. It's not a big deal, actually, but just... I think much of it is getting used to it, but yeah. Anyway, this and see you or see you not, that's up to you. Bye. Yeah.